Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, everybody. You have a hard time getting your butt off the couch sometimes, and maybe not even literally, but maybe metaphorically in your life with goals, objectives. Do you need motivation? I get asked all the time, how can I be more motivated in my life? I'm going to share with you four things that help me in my life stay motivated. I have a what, a why, a who, and you. What? What do you want to do in life? What makes you happy? What brings you joy? What fills your heart? What fills my heart with sunshine is my YouTube channel and my podcast. Because I know my why is because it helps people. That's what fills my heart. And I know deep down in my soul, that's what I was made to do. I was given hard experiences in my life because when I share those, it helps others. So that's my what and my why. When you find those two things, magic happens because it propels you. It gives your what fuel. For us, it was our YouTube channel. Clint, my late husband, battled for 4 years with bone cancer, 12 surgeries, 3 experimental chemos, and he felt at times like a failure. He would say to me, he didn't have a job, he can't provide for his family, all he's providing is chaos, frustration, and tears, and he felt like it would be better if he did leave. And then I wanted to punch him in the face. I would tell him, don't talk like that. But when we started our YouTube channel, he was able to see how what he did affected others. How his attitude and his happiness and his smile and his ability to hike Donut Falls with an oxygen tank on his back and have people comment all over the world, how that inspired them in their life. We had somebody that reached out to us and said, because of his YouTube videos and our family, they quit smoking. And they even wrote his name, Clint, on the cigarette pack that they kept in his car. When you figure out your why, you can't stop. And that's why to this day, I'm sharing on my YouTube channel and I'm sharing on my podcast, because why we do what we do helps others. And that fills my heart with joy. It makes me burst with sunshine, knowing that my life experiences and things that I've been through helps others. Even if there's some haters in life, there's gonna be haters. So it doesn't matter. Give them a seat. As Brene Brown would say in the Theodore Roosevelt's quote, so greatly in the arena, give your haters their seats, but don't care what they're gonna say. And do your why and do your what because of them. Who motivates you? At different times in my life, different people motivate me. So it depends on what my what is and my why, and then that determines my who. In my day-to-day life, my children are my who. I wake up for them. I show up for them. They're my who's. They're why I do what I do. Who's the who in your life? Who motivates you? Who inspires you? With my physical fitness goals, hands down, my who is my late husband, Clint, who I saw go from being an all-state football and baseball, a full-ride scholarship to college, and lost it all because of cancer. I saw him, who would do anything to be able to go to a gym and get on a bike and ride around the neighborhood, but couldn't, who was packing oxygen and hiking Donut Falls, but feeling miserable and horrible, who was in my kitchen on hospice with a walker at 34 years old. He's my who. He's what motivates me in my life to not settle for mediocrity. And I will never settle for mediocrity because he's my who. And I know that if he would have had a healthy body, and he said it himself, one of his surgeries, our bishop texted and said, hey, can I get you anything, Clint? And I relayed the message and he said, yeah, a body transplant. And I chuckled, texted back his reply, to which I got a reply, "What kind of body would you like?" Clint instantly responded with, "A 400-pound fat guy. At least I can work with something. At least I can work with that." And I sat there and I replied, "Okay, I would choose Chris Hemsworth and Thor if it has anything to do with me, but Clint said a 400-pound fat guy would suffice." And my bishop laughed and texted back, I should ask you because you're the one who has to look at him." But to me, that stuck with me. It sticks with me every day. When I don't want to work out, when I don't want to get my healthy butt off the couch and go do something, I think of that. I think of him choosing the challenge. He didn't choose the easy road. He didn't choose the already chiseled abs and the perfect physique. All he wanted was something healthy with an insurmountable challenge, because he knows that he could do it. His willpower and his desire to just have a healthy body, he would have given anything for, no matter what shape, no matter what size that healthy body is. And that every day motivates me to live my best life, to be my best self, to work out when I don't want to work out, because there's people in the world who would give anything, anything to have a body that you have, to have legs, to have eyes. When you go through a health crisis, you soon realize the adage of when you're healthy, you're wealthy. That's 100% true. And he's my who. He motivates me. My kids motivate me. My parents motivate me. When you find out your who, it's gonna keep you going. It's gonna keep that gas in the tank and gonna keep you motivated. You are the hero in your story. What story do you love that says, "And the hero had a great, easy life and everything went perfect, the end"? It doesn't. We have hard that we go through, but we have to rise up and be motivated and believe in ourselves. Are you at rock bottom? Congratulations. There's only one way to go, and that's up. And believe in yourself. You can do this. In the Book of Mormon, Alma chapter 37, verse 6, it says, "By small and simple things are great things brought to pass." It's not a lot that we need to do. It's a little bit every day. And I have learned that small little choices every day equal amazing results. And all you need to do is just do small, simple things every day and believe in yourself. Believe that you can do this. I believe in you. God believes in you. Now, check yourself out in the mirror and tell yourself, "I can do this." It's a process, not a destination. I believe in you. God believes in you. And when you believe in yourself, watch out, world. It's going to happen. And no matter what, don't forget to put on your big girl pants.